this beautiful passage from Scripture, this beautiful gospel which speaks of this woman who comes to Jesus. There's so much depth. There's so much beauty. First, we start with Jacob's well. Now, we see in the Old Testament very often that when a man meets a woman at the well, whether it's Jacob or whether it's the person sent from Isaac or whether it's Moses, they're looking for a bride. And there they find a bride. And in a spiritual sense, we see this too. Jesus coming, and there's this woman at the well. This woman who has been seeking, who has been thirsting, who has been longing. But she didn't know what she was longing for. She didn't know what she was seeking for. She didn't know for what she thirsted. And so Jesus, who longs and thirsts for her love, as with each of us, he says to her, "Give me a drink." Jesus speaks of his thirst in order to draw out her thirst so that they may be united in love. Not the love of this world, but the eternal love of Almighty God. And so she is disdaining this thirst at first. She says, "Oh, come on, what are you doing?" She's a woman and a Samaritan. In that culture, a Jew was not to mix with Samaritans, and a Jewish man certainly wasn't to mix in public with any woman. And here was this Jewish man speaking with both a Samaritan and a woman. He breaks through cultural mores because his longing for you and for me goes beyond anything culture comes up with. He longs for us so much, he seeks after us. And so he says to her, "If you knew the gift of God, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." He's trying to cultivate this thirst in this woman. And so finally, as he moves along, she says, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty." Now, she has been thirsting for him all her life and hasn't known it. But he brought that to the surface. And now he has to get out of the way those things which are in the way of her quenching her thirst. And so he says, "Go call your husband." She says, "I don't have a husband." "You're right," he says. "You've had five, and the one you're with now is not your husband." Yeah, about that. Now, God is calling us, and he calls us because he thirsts for us, but he wants us to be able to embrace his fullness. But what happens? So often, before we can open our arms, we're holding on to something and we need to let it go. Something that is sinful, something that we're attached to, something that is not him. And so he says, "Let it go." And it can hurt it. We don't like to see the guilt. We don't like to see what's in the way between us and God. We don't like to think that we're imperfect and we need. And so she does what most people do when they're encountered with their own guilt. She changes the subject. She has a theological discussion. Okay, we're talking about my guilt, so now, your people say that we're supposed to worship in Jerusalem. We worship in this mountain. Which is it? Change the subject. Get out of the way. Yeah, okay. Jesus allows that. She needs this defense mechanism for a moment. And he moves through that and says, "It is neither. You will be worshiping in spirit and in truth." And you can sense her longing. She wants this water which will not ever leave her. She wants to quench her thirst. And so finally she's able to recognize. Says, "There's a Messiah coming," and Jesus says to her, "I am he." And what happens then? She leaves her water jar. She no longer needs it. She's been filled. Her thirst has been quenched. And she runs to tell others, to share with them this living water. She has found him whom her heart seeks. The Lord seeks after us. He's longing for us. He's thirsting for us. We hear this on the cross, as in the Gospel of John, he says, I thirst. He thirsts for you and for me. He's thirsting for our love. He wants it more than anything else. Is your love and my love. But so often we seek out other things, other means in which to fill our thirst. Because we don't know, we can't wait for that living water to spring up. But we have to get rid of those false waters first. To make room, to dig down deep and allow the spring of living water to come up in our hearts and our souls. Will we allow that living water to live in us? Will we allow the thirst of Christ to be quenched by our love? He will quench our thirst. We need only to give him space.